Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, finally. Friday, April 19th, and a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today, I'm supposed to have some guests, right? They ain't show up. So now I need to plug in this quiet airspace. Of course, I have two guests. I have another guest who's supposed to be joining us at 11:30, so I'm afraid. Or I shall be plugging in another airspace. But, you know, we talk show hosts are always prepared. And what I will do is, besides what's trending inside the headline for the day, I want to talk about what's supposed to be the trend for this today's show, what's happening over the weekend. What's happening over the weekend is Sinan School Fair. They're inviting all of Fox Hill for that, all of the Anglican schools, all of Anglicans in general, and people in the Bahamas in general to attend, especially alumni, to attend St. Anne's School Fair. It's a PTA thing, which they join the student body and parents and alumni, which one of those, to bring this across. It's a big thing for St. Anne's, and they tend to have all the regular goodies. They have a number of Caribbean teachers, so they tend to have a lot of Caribbean food, right? So that should be interesting. Very continental and eclectic menu. And, of course, the students tend to be involved in the preparation of the food and the fun and the folks, whatever it is. And, of course, in conjunction to the school, there's the church aspect of it, and they tend to participate. So that's a non-school fair that will be happening tomorrow. I already got my Steak-O ticket for the $15 for that. I had to pay for my four of them, right? And so
I'm just the same St. Anne's on Fox Hill Road?
On Fox Hill Road, yeah.
You have any extra tickets?
Not for free.
I didn't say anything about free.
Yeah, but I could sell the four I have.
You can sell one of them?
I can sell all four if you want.
I will buy one.
Okay, yeah, it's cool, because yeah. I had to buy four, right? And they're $15 now.
Hold on, did you have four people to give them to when you bought the four?
No, they sent home two each, say, for each child.
Oh, but then yeah. It'd be my good Christian Anglican duty.
Yeah. We'll come down to support.
To eat one for you.
I appreciate that. But come down to support. It tends to be fun. It tends to be fun.
You know,
I tend to enjoy myself in terms of walking through and seeing what's all happening.
This is school fair, right?
Yeah.
It's a school fair and the church fair, two separate fairs.
Yes, two separate fairs.
Was the school fair going to have hoopla?
The school fair always have hoopla.
I come in. I will be there.
And I find that the alumni tends to show up.
And support it.
And support it.
Will the school fair have a book table, used book booth?
I do not know.
I come in for that.
I do not know. They need to have such a thing, eh?
I wonder if they...
Do Bahamians still read books?
Of course, Bahamians
still actually... When did you read a good book?
I can be honest with you. I have not
read
it since entirety, but I have Ian Strawn's book on my nightstand. Yeah. I have Ben Oakley, Astonishing the Gods, on my nightstand. I have Dr. Harold Munnings's newest book about the cholera outbreak in the Bahamas.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Delving into each of them, but I haven't sat and read any of them in their entirety yet.
Mm. And once upon a time in your life, you were a prolific reader.
Yes.
I mean, you just run through like five books a week.
I have a record. Since it was sports, I have a record.
Yeah.
I finished a primary school reading list in middle of fifth grade.
Looks like your brain is slowing down.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
Perhaps I need to pick up my reading again, eh?
Yeah, something. Just saying, you might need to read more.
You could see that from over there?
Yeah, I'm right near sighted, so I can't see much.
There you go.
Yeah.
But no, you would be surprised. Bahamians are readers.
Bahamians are readers?
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know what the sweetest sight is? You catch a jitney. Mm-hmm. You're riding a jitney, and you'll find that people take that time on the jitney to read their book.
But I see a report. I just saw a report saying that college students are no longer reading.
Yeah.
And it's like an alarm that these people are no longer reading as a rule. They now put in the recording.
An audio book?
Audio book.
Right.
And just listen.
And
which is different from reading.
Absolutely. It is different from... This is not ascribing a greater value to either one, but reading that mode for many people, you absorb the information differently. Some people will tell you, I absorb the information better if I'm listening to it than if I'm reading it. But for many people, reading the information maybe first or only, right, that is the most effective way to retain information.
Good.
But it's an interesting time we're in, right? Mm-hmm. And the sort of transition in technology that you don't need a paperback, you don't need a hard copy of a book to be able to read a book. But I think the outside of how best do you retain information, how best do you quote unquote read, how best do you enjoy a book? Is it through the audio format or through reading it yourself? Is do you own the digital copy of the book, or have you paid to be able to use it within a certain set of terms and agreements? When you get a hard copy of a book, you own that book.
Yes. What's happening over the weekend is the
Heritage
Festival.
That's happening today
at the
Clifton Heritage.
So we want Bohemians to attend that. It's a ride. It's a ride, but it's a well worth ride. Tours, experience Bohemian food, culture, information about heritage, the new concept they have at Clifton. And all the food and things will be free. I mean, they have booths that are selling things.
Right, but they will have some
refreshment type things. You get to eat and drink on them while they celebrate this heritage thing. So if you are in the area, if you have leisure time to drive that far and experience that, you can go to the Clifton Heritage Place and take advantage of that and take advantage of some of the new tours they have available there.
Now listen, there was a guest on Morning Blend this morning. I think his first name is Elijah, Mr. Sands from BNT, Bahamas National Trust. Because this weekend, you know, was it the 20th or the 21st is World Earth Day.
Okay.
Right? That's coming up this weekend. And so they're having events, I think, this weekend, along with Clifton Heritage, the Bahamas' only so far recognized World Heritage. Next year, they should have a multi-agency event called Hooky for Heritage.
Hooky for Heritage.
Where you play hooky for heritage. And they organize that students spend that Friday, whatever the Friday is closest to that, at a national park or the World Heritage Site with lessons available. So it's not just a free day to run around and talk to mosquitoes, although talking to mosquitoes may be edifying. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you play hooky from traditional school and you go out to a national park or to the heritage site where, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education or private schools and diocesan offices, you create a curricula so that students could get a credit, right?
Yeah.
A type of credit for going and participating in the activities.
Just invite people to the school and give some kind of heritage speech.
I mean, that's
experience at one time.
That's easier, but perhaps you'll make a long-lasting impression in the minds of students, young people, if they could play hooky from school and go out to an edifying.
Also happening this weekend, which is the 20th, right? They have the third annual Taste and Tell food processing event for BAIC. They should be here for 11:30, right? And it's going to be from 12 noon to 8 p.m. That's always fun because they tend to have cooking demonstration, mixology competition, bush teas. It's very interactive. And anyone who's a food processor.
Well, we did it last year.
Yeah. So that tends to be fun. It's going to be at a fish fry, right? That area there, the Heritage Fest site.
So when is Red Cross Fair coming up? It's going to be at Fish Fry as well, eh?
I think that's next
weekend, eh?
I do not know.
April 27th, next weekend for Red Cross. I think that's going to be at Arawaki.
Yeah.
They're changing the venue as well.
Yeah. So that's happening this weekend.
And it's not World Poetry Month, but it's Poetry Month, National Poetry Month. Mm-hmm. I think we celebrate Poetry Month in April along with Canada and the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So I know that all open mic events will be lit with Poetry Month of April.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That should be good. That should be good. So I expect BAIC to be here for 11:30, just so we can interrogate them on what's happening, who's participating, what to expect, dates, time. So that should be on 11:30 hour for that.
I want to know about samples.
And I like samples. Mm-hmm. I like samples. But since my guest didn't come, I go ahead. No, that's for... I'm not sure.
Let me go and check whether this is our guest. We'll know.
I'm sure it's BAIC.
We'll know if they have samples on them, if they are your guest for this morning.
I'm sure that's Mr. LeVar Miller, but that's 11:30, like I said. So what we'll talk about is the headline, the Auditor General, right? In terms of, did he make a couple of mistakes? But I just sent Aaron outside to check on the German outside to see if he's my guest from St. Anne's, or he's BAIC, Mr. Miller. If he's Mr. Miller, he'll be on the other side on where we take our commercial break. But I want to talk about the headlines. I want to talk about the headline because now I'm wondering if the politicals are questioning the integrity of the audit, questioning the capacity of... That means we are asking for the Auditor General to resign. That's how I look at it, saying he's incompetent. So that's BAIC, right? Yeah, okay, so that's the next at 11:30. So I want you to read the chairman of Progressive Liberal Party's response. And I think he's responding as the chairman, not as the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mm-hmm. And my question to you, are they questioning the integrity of the audit itself, saying that it's flawed,
mm-hmm.
so it needs to be thrown away? Or are they questioning the competency of the Auditor General? Ergo, he need to go. We need to fire him quick.
That's an important question, because I can't imagine that they would question the competency of the Auditor General, but not the competency of the Chairman of the Public Disclosure Commission. I just threw that in there.
That's bold. But anyway, let's read that to see. And then if the listening audience want to call and say, who is being questioned? What is being questioned? Hey, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So I'll read from this article in today's Guardian. Mitchell attacks media over audit reporting. Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Fred Mitchell, yesterday responded to the Auditor General's audits on the Bahamas Jubilee Games and the Carifta Games 2023 by accusing newspapers of irresponsible reporting whether the Auditor General gave impacted entities an opportunity to respond to the findings. Yesterday, his colleague, Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mario Boleg, acknowledged that his ministry was presented with draft audits and given an opportunity to respond, but did not do so because it did not get answers from the individuals responsible for the operations of the games.
I don't understand that.
Let me reread that sentence. Yesterday, his colleague, Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mario Boleg, acknowledged that his ministry was presented with draft audits and given an opportunity to respond.
So he got the audit. Okay.
The draft audit,
yeah.
And had an opportunity to respond.
But did not do so
because it did not get answers from the individuals responsible for the operations of the games.
That could be a response to, hey, I need some more time, eh?
We would have said...
That would be a response.
If he had said it. I get the impression that he did not say that, which is, we need a little bit more time mm-hmm. as we await answers to our questions.
Because that would have been a response if he said that.
To continue, the audits were tabled in Parliament on Wednesday, and then we turn to page 6. In a statement, Mitchell said, quote, "It is tiresome to do so, but it bears repeating. Be careful how newspapers rush to alarmist and tendentious headlines about public expenditure without hearing the other side." If a report, the Auditor General doesn't assess a report until it's been tabled, right?
I do not know. I think they do the audit.
Right, remember,
when it's tabled, is for the benefit of... I don't know.
In response to questions about the operations of the PAC, the Public Account Committee, mm-hmm. we're often told the committee can only attend to or assess reports that have been tabled, right?
Yeah.
And so this question of when said information is able to be made public, if it's been tabled, then surely, and of course we I stand to be corrected mm-hmm. because there may be a particular procedure.
Does that question the integrity or the rightness of the audit? That it didn't follow the procedure in terms of it being tabled or given a chance to respond. I see Mr. Mitchell say it's alarmist. We need to be careful of these alarming headlines, which is not true. I put that in quotes. Is it that what's being reported not true? Or is it true and they just said you just got it first?
Well, I think then we'd have to look into the procedures of the Auditor General's office, right, and protocols, because we have a statement in the Guardian article saying that Minister Boleg said we did have receipt. We received the reports. We did not respond mm-hmm. to the Auditor General mm-hmm. because we didn't talk to anybody. I don't think that suggests that the auditor's process breached.
No, I'm not in the process. Talk with the content. The process I'm cool with. Let's say you breach it. Let's say, is the content still valid? The critique in the content.
Yes.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Because it appears as if Mr. Mitchell is speaking to the procedure in which the information was given to the public.
Okay, finish.
Information itself, mm-hmm. not questioning that. In a statement, Mitchell said, it is tiresome to do so, but it bears repeating. Be careful how newspapers rush to alarmist and tendentious headlines about public expenditure without hearing the other side. When the facts are revealed, we are satisfied that it will be clear that the deliberate and destructive innuendo of public malfeasance by the newspapers is misplaced and maliciously conceived.
So that suggests that the newspaper purposely is trying to malign or critique the government.
So, because see, if I were a newspaper mm-hmm. and somebody said that to me, I would say, hold on. Boleg says that he did not respond to the Auditor General. Mm-hmm. Why am I expecting him to respond to me? And should I then say I'm going to wait until he responds to me to run a story with information that's already been verified outside of his office?
So it all depends on who you want to believe. Do you believe the newspaper or do you believe the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party? Right?
No.
Is it a political spin? Is his critique is warranted saying that, hey?
Wrong. I'm not sure if I like those terms at all. Yeah, I don't know if I like those terms at all.
Yes.
This question of how the information was brought to the public. First of all, the media didn't steal the information. Mm-hmm. They didn't thief the information. Mm-hmm. They got the information through legit channels. Mm-hmm. How they got the information is in no way, it doesn't question the validity of the information itself.
Let's read Mara Brolegs, because I hear what you're saying. Yeah. But that's not what I'm getting from Mara Boleg.
Think this is what you call a proxy war.
Okay.
Where you attack somebody else when really you attack entity A, but you're really waging a war with entity B.
Okay.
Boleg defends oversight of games on the front fold of today's Guardian. Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg claimed yesterday he specifically requested that the Auditor General conduct an audit of the Carifta Games 2023 and the Bahamas Jubilee Games and said he felt disrespected that while Auditor General Terence Bastian provided a draft report to his ministry for feedback, he did not release to the minister a final report before it was tabled in Parliament.
If I'm the minister and the Auditor General disrespect me, you know what I would plan to do to him next. I'm just saying. This is just me.
Must be within the scope. Whatever you're planning must be within the scope of the rules available to you.
Don't worry, they have a lot of rules. Go ahead.
See, because when you read this part here, from the prior article, Mitchell attacks media over auditing reporting. Yesterday, his colleague Boleg acknowledged that his ministry was presented with draft audits and given an opportunity to respond, but did not do so because it did not get answers from the individuals responsible for the operations of the games. Perhaps Mr. Boleg is unfamiliar with the procedures of the Auditor General's office. I know you want to go back into, I don't know if we have enough time. We go back to the article, Boleg defends oversight of games. He says, however, there is no requirement in law or in practice for the Auditor General to have altered or alerted the minister of a final draft. There is no requirement in law.
Oh, okay.
or practice for the Auditor General
in practice
to have alerted the minister of a final constitution. The Auditor General is an independent position.
So what Paul are you trying to say?
What I'm concerned about is that it appears as if you're speaking to the media, or better yet, through the media, because Mitchell understands the procedures that govern how he can speak to the Auditor General. Hmm. Maybe Boleg doesn't.
Well, you just think that it's not a tag team and they're just doing two different... Anyway, that's what I look at. But anyway...
Wrestling is a sport that we practice in the Bahamas.
We're going to take a break. On the other side, we'll have BAIC and Mr. Miller, who's going to be discussing what's happening on this weekend. This is Guardian Radio AM in the morning with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. We'll take this up again on Monday. So we'll just highlight some of the notes. We'll be right back.
Bueller gal, can you believe this? We are now the margin in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Bueller. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and of course, Aaron Green is with me. We have Mr. LeVar Miller, who is Corporate Communications Manager? Assistant Manager. Make sure...
Not yet.
Yeah, I promote you. I'm speaking it into existence. Make sure Mr. Miller's mic is up. Try it again, Mr. Miller.
Yes.
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right,
and
thank you.
I give him a promotion there, and I'm speaking it into existence.
There you go.
But he is the Assistant Manager of Corporate Communication.
Yes, sir, at BAIC.
At BAIC. Yes. And before I start about your event that is happening on the 20th of April, I think that's this Saturday?
Yes, sir, it is.
This Saturday? What's a Corporate Communication Assistant Manager? What's your job?
Well, my job is to organize media events, to assist with getting the word out to the general public in terms of whatever it is that we're doing. We have multiple programs that we do at BAIC, and so we're not just a one agency function where we just deal with a particular matter, but we deal with lease land opportunities. We deal with programs that deals with promoting the orange economy, which deals with souvenir items and getting persons from throughout the Bahamas involved in that, because there is opportunities provided in that sector. And so we promote that. We've been doing it for years. We also have our agribusiness area that deals with promoting agriculture. And so persons who are in the farming and they need an outlet to have their stuff, their produce out there to the public, BAIC, through the packing houses that are on the family islands, assist with ensuring that we assist farmers from that aspect. So BAIC is an entrepreneurial arm of the government to help promote small business, small, medium-sized businesses.
You know Three Sisters? You know what Three Sisters are?
The Three S Bakery people?
No. Corn. Okay. He's a corporate communications assistant.
I like the Three S Bakery.
Those three plants communicate with each other.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
They work together. They call the Three Sisters because mm-hmm. they feed each other and they communicate with each other.
Right. Okay.
That's an agricultural reference. And next time you ask, what does Mr.
I hear he communicates.
Miller do.
Right. Yes.
That's what he does.
I want to invite him back because I want to hear more about that land leasing thing. Mm-hmm. And I think my listening audience would appreciate that. So I'll invite you back on another time just to talk mm-hmm. about that, sure. the possibilities, what you mean I can lease a land. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the mm-hmm. process, what land I can lease and what I can use it for. But right, I will talk about that.
Fine.
But we are talking today about your taste and tell.
Taste and tell, but before I even get into that, I just want to congratulate the team here at The Guardian. I heard that you celebrated 12 years mm-hmm. of being on the radio, and so that's good.
Yeah.
That's be commended for the work that you do informing the general public of what's happening in our nation. And mm-hmm. so I just want to congratulate all of you, the whole entire team.
And let's say thank you to Dwight Strawn and the team, the Agribusiness Expo.
Yes.
They hosted the team several times and then did a live remote from out there.
Yes,
fabulous. And thank you.
Of agriculture is there designed to ensure that we get people more involved in feeding ourselves. And so the ministry has so many different agencies that falls under their purview, which is BAIC is one of those agencies. Mm-hmm. And we deal with the entrepreneurial aspect of it. And so we just want to congratulate that team that assisted with putting off an expo. You know, I was a part of the first agribusiness expo that we held, I think, in 2007 or 2008. And BAIC was managing the expo then for the mm-hmm. for the ministry. And so to see that we're still having it, to see that there are still people involved in it, is good to show, to say that we're moving forward. We may not moving forward fast enough, but we're still getting young people involved in it. There are many schools now that have a good agriculture program going on.
And they've expanded it. There was a high school, and I want to, forgive me, high school, they produce cosmetic and beauty products for women and for men, including astringents for shaving and aftershave.
So that's good stuff. But BAIC is hosting their Taste and Tell event. We started about 2 years ago where we had the third annual one. The first two were held at our Old Trail Road off of Soldier Road in the Industrial Park. And the idea was to have a trade fair, so to speak, mm-hmm. to highlight processes.
Because the question is, how does Taste and Tell differ mm-hmm. from Agribusiness Expo? And there mm-hmm. must be a significant difference because you could host both of those festivals in the same month.
Well, you could, but then we just want to put the focus on the processes. So many times when you have an event, let's say with the expo, which could encompass so many different things, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you lose that focus. And so BAIC is committed to having these events that gives individuals who are young and up and coming entrepreneurs the ability to just shine on them all, on mm-hmm. themselves. And so this event, Taste and Tell, is doing just that. If we were just with the expo and just highlighting them there, then we wouldn't be here speaking about them now. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to create as much opportunity so that there could be a discussion so that these processors could, A, get their items out to the general public.
So it's the marketing aspect and exposure.
It's the marketing and exposure for them. And so this is what it's all about. We just want to ensure that Bahamians are now aware that there are so many persons that are creating jams, jellies, pepper sauce, drinks, and so many items that they can produce here locally. Mm-hmm. And so BAIC is committed to assisting with those dreams and goals that some people may have out there and may not know where can I go to at least get a start. And so BAIC, the Bahamas Agricultural Industrial Corporation, is there to assist those individuals.
So let me start with this. If a person is interested in being a processor,
yes, sir.
They make jam, jellies, and all those things, right? But I see BAIC promotes those people who partner with them, right? Mm-hmm. They put advertisements, show pictures, make sure their brand is out there, assist in terms of how to get the product out. Mm-hmm. How can a person who hasn't isn't a part of that yet, mm-hmm. join that this
well,
this
let booming let me say this. We have a department that's responsible for the processing area that falls under Ms. Tonja Burrows. She's the assistant general manager for that area. And so if anybody who's not affiliated per se with BAIC for the first time, mm-hmm. how we can assist them, you would go and make contact with her. She has a wealth of knowledge in terms of knowing persons who deals with packaging and standards and all that type of stuff that is related to the area. And so you can come in, you see her, and then if there's any need for any other department to get involved, let's say our entrepreneurial department mm-hmm. that is run by Mr. Lester Stewart, where they do business proposals or business plans, then you can team up with him and mm-hmm. his department to see how best they could put your idea or your business, because you may just need a proposal to go to get some funding. Mm-hmm. BAIC doesn't do funding to that extent. And so what we do is we create the avenue where we have business proposals and business plans done for individuals who may need to get that funding, and they require you to have such.
Now, Miss Burrows,
yes.
that unit,
yes.
I'm coming to Taste and Tell.
Right.
I get my products.
Right.
Can I, now that I'm at Taste and Tell, how do I get my product into the produce exchange store? Because mm-hmm. there are tons of value-added products in there. Mm-hmm. Will BAIC assist me in placing my product in the government's market space and maybe technical support on how to get into the private market spaces?
Well, let me say this, and let me say what growth is all about. Growth is about seeing you improve or move forward rather than backwards. Mm-hmm. And so before, we had the produce exchange that was in existence for a long period of time, and the idea came up to say, well, we have some local persons who are producing these things. How can BAIC assist right away mm-hmm. with trying to get their products out? Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we have a section in the produce exchange that highlights some of these processors with getting their product out there. Mm-hmm. And so that's one avenue of it. If you go in there today, which is probably busy because most of our fresh fruits and vegetables comes on Friday mm-hmm. From the family islands. And so this is a good time for somebody who may not have had access mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to having individuals see their products to now see your products in the shelf at BAIC. That's the start. Mm-hmm. The next start is the opportunity that BAIC would have signed a memorandum of understanding or MOU with Butler & Sons mm-hmm. distributors, mm-hmm. Where we have upwards to serving individuals who have signed MOUs with Milo Butler & Sons.
Milo Butler,
to now have their products be distributed by them. And so that's the next level of assistance that BAIC is facilitating the avenues to help these young entrepreneurs through the processing area to grow and develop.
So This Saturday?
This Saturday it's going to be at the Western Esplanade.
Okay.
Okay, that area there. They're going to be...
Wait, you say Western Esplanade and Awaki is two different places. So
yes, it
is. Where exactly?
Western Esplanade.
Describe it, a landmark.
So you know, there's a monument that's there.
I see it.
You see it?
Yes.
You know, right across from where road traffic is, if you're going to watch the beach,
yes.
there's a parking lot right in there where that monument is, the white monument.
Wait, yes.
That's where it's going to be.
But that's an reflect. What do you call that type of stick-up thing?
Oblix.
Okay.
Right, so the park in between Junkanoo Beach and Arawaki.
That's where you're going to see the tents. We're going to have about maybe 40 or 50 so tents out there of persons, processors that are there. So you're not going to get lost once you get
Biscuits. You're going to have Cat Island bread there. People, you have local bread producers that are stepping their bread production up to a more commercial level.
Let me say this, right? We have, and like I said, this is the third one. And so previously, we've had persons from throughout the family islands at this event. Mm-hmm. That is not going to change. And that's because they realize that there's value in supporting some or being a part mm-hmm. of an event like this. I mean, I don't know if you can say how many other processing events that there are in this country. Mm-hmm. And so what BAIC is doing, and I say it again, is putting the focus and the attention and letting us have this conversation about persons who are creating jams, jellies, pepper sauce, drinks. We're going to have a mixologist contest.
Yeah.
You know, we have one of the best mixologists in the world.
In studio right now. Well, I see y'all invite me, but my tamarind tonic, my tamarind tonic and my tamarind vodka tonic was
there
a hit.
Go.
And I'm making a hibiscus vodka tonic in a minute.
There you go.
There you go.
What I noticed, the person who won in the first BAIC mixologist competition, he went internationally and won a couple of awards.
Talented young man. And let me say this. Bahamians are talented across the board. Mm-hmm. Whatever we put our focus on, whatever we put our hands on, we're going to be great at it.
Any tasting?
Any
samples.
Every mixologist there, I want to taste something.
Let me say that. That's why it's called taste and tell, because there are going to be samples there. In the first instance, we had it where it was just a taste and tell. Mm-hmm. We didn't want you to purchase anything. We want you to go there and just critique what it was. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to, okay, now you can purchase and buy and stuff. And so we want to have the hoteliers there, the wholesalers there, so that they can now see some of these things that are there.
So normally there's section, like there's a drink section, there's a food, like walk-in food section.
Right.
Then there are food processors. So there'll be people who have baked crab frozen or packaged, right? And then there are people who have baked crab you could walk and eat. What are the types of vendors you're going
to
have out?
Well, let me say this. I'm not sure as to exactly who all are going to be there. But it's worth coming down that drive to bring the family out, to bring the kids out, so that they can know what is possible, so that they can know where we're at, so that they can know that they process it. They can dream to produce this and that, those different products that are there. You know, so many times we see things that are foreign to our country in the shelves that now you're seeing one or two items that are Bahamian made. That's what we want to do. BAIC is about increasing the level of opportunity as it relates to persons having those stuff.
Well, I'm looking at the flyer right now.
There you go.
Mr. Miller.
Yeah.
And look who I see Watch it.
What did you see?
Watch it.
What do you see?
I see Nuri pepper sauce.
There you go.
Pepper sauce is a star.
And I see Azalita curry powder.
Yeah. There you go.
I see pepper sauces.
I tend to sell out when I go to BAIC. I mean, people come from miles because of the exposure there to sample the pepper sauce. But I'm very grateful to BAIC.
Listen to me. We're growing the market. Mm-hmm. There are persons who are now interested in these type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. Giving them the opportunity to shine.
Okay.
And BAIC does that through this taste and tell event.
Now, Mr. Miller, I'm looking at this flyer.
Go ahead.
And I see something that I've never seen before.
There you go.
On a flyer.
Okay.
Pepper eating competition.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean? Are we just eating the spiciest food, like you're going to give me a chicken wing, four hot pepper sauce to dip it in? Or is this an actual put a live hot pepper from a pepper tree in my mouth?
I like that, by the way.
I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's the latter part
said. Putting the hot pepper in your mouth.
Yes,
so here's the second part of my question.
Yes.
Who do you have making the post-pepper-eating contest beverage?
There you go.
We need somebody, because milk is good for pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a coconut milky, like a gin and coconut water without the gin.
I see where you're going with this.
For the pepper-eating people.
That's something that we can look into.
Ooh.
You know.
Type of peppers they're going to have?
They're going to have, Ms. Burrows, she would have been able to dive deeper into it. But I know she mentioned that they're going to have several different types of peppers there.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to bring something that is unique. I would say be brave if you're going to go into that particular competition.
Yeah.
There's also going to be bush tea, I think they have on there as well.
I bush tea competition too.
Exactly.
I love this competition aspect of BAIC that they're doing, that you can see and compare and contrast.
And the thing is to broaden the horizon of what is possible. And so to focus on so many different aspects of it, you have the bush, you have the pepper, we're going to have the university students who are going to be involved in a competition.
In the chef competition.
And it's great to give them exposure. And why we do that is because we want to identify with things locally that they can use. Let's say if they go to Europe and be a chef, or they go to Canada, or they go to the United States, that they will be familiar with Bahamian brands, and they would be able to sell our products even to foreign persons.
And then they could test it, right? Because I don't want to see, I don't want to see nobody anywhere in the world telling me they selling me a Bahamian stew base. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you all remember, there's a company that was selling the peas and rice base in the can. Mm-hmm. So you could buy your starter kit for your peas and rice.
Okay.
I don't want to go all the way to South Africa and find out you have a branded Bahamian peas and rice base, but it don't have any thyme in it. You tell me you selling me a stew conch versus a conch chowder, but it don't have any thyme in it. Or you trying to tell me, or you don't know why they put carrots in souse and stew fish.
Mm-hmm. The other day, Mr. Miller, I went to the food store. Of course, I like pepper. Aaron can tell you I like pepper. There's an entire section of Bahamian pepper.
Okay.
Like 12 to 20 different products, branded Bahamian products, variation of peppers. And of course, they even have a smaller section of jams. Section of Bahamians who are jumping into this industry to man, we producers, we processing and we making this a business.
Well, and like I said, over the years, we've seen more persons want to get out of the box, so to speak, in terms of what they want to do. They're more aggressive of trying to be involved in this particular aspect because, like I said, for so long it's been on top. Mm-hmm. And so Bahamians love food.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity for them to be creative and create certain aspects of, let's say, a certain type of pepper sauce and that type of thing. And so that's why you're seeing, and which is a good thing, because we want to expand those persons who will have an opportunity to export their products. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about.
Well, I think that's it right there, because we've had a large number of jam and pepper sauce producers over the decades, but they've been small craft boutique markets. Mm-hmm. And this is really about stepping up and making local commercial markets and external foreign commercial markets more viable. Mm-hmm. But what, like you say, what's exciting is the ability to diversify within the space.
Right.
For instance, steaming hot sauce and ketchup is like a drug for many Bahamians. They don't want car stops itself outside the chicken in the bag place. It's the steaming vinegar, right?
Yes.
We eat tons of Tabasco-style pepper, but we don't make it.
Right.
We make a different type of pepper sauce. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see the first set of vendors that make a Tabasco-style pepper sauce for salty.
Right.
And for bringing that salty mechanism to more Bahamian dishes.
Right.
Tabasco comes from it's like a byproduct. Like when you get the good peppers, the reject peppers, that's what you make Tabasco from, right?
Right.
And so it's about creating mechanisms in the market to capture those bad peppers before they have no use, to expand into a Tabasco market, which is where we should be, because we love salty.
Yeah, and like you said, that's an avenue of decreasing wastage, right? And it's also an avenue of creating income. And so BAIC, like I said, while our name is agriculture and we have the manufacturing part of it, the industrial part of it, you know, we want to ensure that for this particular function, which is Taste and Tell, it's a BA, it's on Saturday the 20th at the Western Esplanade, that people come out to see the products that are being made by Bahamians. And we are committed to ensuring that we help grow this sector throughout. We will do whatever is possible for us to do to try and assist as many as we can.
Is it too late to participate in this upcoming event that's happening Saturday?
Yes. If you haven't signed up yet, it is too late. But stay with us. We have our Facebook page that is continually updated information. Be involved with us. Give us a contact so we don't lose you. So that anytime we have any function that's going
on, the mailing list.
We can keep you on that list.
So there is a database that you say, hey, we're having a function. Yeah, come up, so you can go and sign up on that.
Well, right. So her department, Mrs. Burrows' department, would have their network of contacts.
Now, and is there a database where I can contact you to find a vendor or a product? For instance, at the Agribusiness Expo, somebody who's making cream cheese. I need to find that chef or whoever is producing a product like that for my local event. That database is available.
So for the expo, the ministry may have that database.
Right,
I can't speak for that. For BAIC, We would have our contact listings involved with us previously. And so once you request to say that, okay, I was at one of your events, and that's one of the things that we always say to people. People may not buy right there, right?
Right.
But because they see you, they will say, well, okay, I remember you were at BAIC. I need some stuff. I may need to carry some stuff to the U.S. for my family. And so I wanted like contact information. So we would have that information.
I think people, it's important to point out that outside of the creation of a market to sell, mm-hmm. the biggest proponent of this event is marketing and exposure.
Right. That's what it's about.
Putting your product on the market. Right. And so I'm not sure if I'm participating in this year's event, mm-hmm. But I'm always coming down mm-hmm. to participate, to challenge people.
Right.
And so for next year's event, mm-hmm. we're making seasoning for potato chips and breadfruit mm. chips and cassava chips. But we're making it so you could sell it to you, and you could put it on your fries, or you could put it on your popcorn, mm-hmm. as well as vendors purchasing it mm-hmm. to put on value-added chip products, crop chip products.
There is money to be made out there. And your creative thinking allows you and other persons like yourself to think outside of the box, to produce something that probably is necessary, but we don't have enough of it, and to go out there and to create an aspect of the economy where it can expand and build. Mm-hmm. And that's what BAIC is about, creating opportunities, facilitating entrepreneurs, assisting persons with those ideas.
And connecting elements in the market, ensuring that vendors who make tomato-based products know who the tomato farmers are, mm-hmm. know when the tomato season is,
right.
know what the price scale looks like throughout the season, mm-hmm. and can organize on their production side, because now they have this communications channel
right.
with the people who are producing their raw product. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can definitely can attest to Ms. Burrows calling processors to say, well, we have pepper. Mm-hmm. We have pepper that will be discounted for you.
Right.
You know, we have tomatoes. Mm-hmm. We have tomatoes that will be discounted for you
right,
for being
right.
a part of the program. So that's great.
Yes.
And for anyone who's interested to know that, you have a connection inside BAIC who will call you when the sales mm-hmm. are happening. You know, yeah. So that's yeah. always good to know.
Because we've had people producing for decades, but now they have an opportunity to enhance their business
right.
by participating in a system
right.
that is coordinating multiple in the space.
And let me say this, just by you saying entities, BAIC for this period, our partner is SBDC, Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. And so what they have done was they have donated some funds to us so that when we have our competition where we're going to select four persons who will be, I guess, winners in different categories, they would know what they need. Mm-hmm. They may need a little funding for this, a little funding for that, whether it be for labeling mm-hmm. or whether it be for marketing purpose or whether it be for equipment. So SBDC has partnered with us
nice.
So that we would be able to give some level of funding mm-hmm. to those individuals who will be selected.
Let's get back to the event. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
It's going to be from 12 to 8. We're going to be out there. There are going to be live music, entertainment throughout the day. It's like a fair. You know, we want persons to come and enjoy themselves. It's free, so you don't have to pay an entry fee to get in and see what's there. See what Bohemians
now,
are creating.
This is Taste and Tell. It
Taste
focuses
and tell.
On producers,
food
value-added
yes.
food producers.
Yes.
Do you have any idea who the food vendors are going to be out there, like people who are selling food?
I can't say right, but I'll say this.
You can cause me have to come out there and find out.
I want
out.
You to come out there and find out. Mm-hmm. Come out there and mix and mingle and find out who these people are, what it is that they've been making, how long they've been doing it, and support.
Yeah.
I always say, let's start with us. Mm-hmm. Let us support each other. I go in a store and I see a Bohemian product in that store. I know that there's value in me supporting that product. And so I purchase it. And so I encourage the individual to improve where they may need to improve on their product so that we could build this sector.
I like collecting business cards. And I find that everyone has their business card already. And I say, oh, let me call you offhand. No?
All right. So come out tomorrow, 12 till 8 p.m.
Yes.
Western Esplanade. That's in between Junkanoo Beach and Arawaki.
Yes.
Mixology competition. Right. Chef competition.
Yes.
Pepper eating competition.
Pepper.
Bush teas competition.
Yes.
I expect to see every politician out there for the pepper eating competition.
They have to be brave.
At least to cheer on the people.
Yes.
At least to cheer on the people.
Let's see who can stomach the pepper.
I like how you say you have to be brave.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you're going to eat pepper, especially one of the hottest peppers on the market, you better be.
And listen, don't go out there playing. If you talk to your doctor before you put a pepper, these Bahamian peppers, they hot.
Seriously. But you're going to enjoy yourself. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. And so, you know, we just want the general public to come and support an event like this.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. Mr. LeVar Miller, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.